Anyway, they used to have the published bands one time. The minister come and he have church, see? Mm-hmm. And while he had the, when he was having the church, he'll say, we got to publish the bands. I'll say, for instance, for mm-hmm. Earl and Grace. They mm-hmm. want to get married on such a time. And then he'd say, this is the first publishing of the band. Mm-hmm. So next time he come, perhaps it'd be a month or a couple of months, he'd say again, you know, that,
yeah.
that and then he'd say, this is the second time the band has been published. And then the third time he'd come, he'd say, no, this is the third and final time of the publishing of the bands for Earl and Grace, we'll say, and they're to be married on such a day, whatever day that was.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know, now this wedding I'm going to tell you about, if they had any bands published or not, because it's kind of funny. Anyway, the two people that was getting married, they had everything arranged, and mm-hmm. they got in the church and got married. They got the bride's girl and bride's by, and bride's girl, I don't know if they had two bride's girls and two bride or whatever, but they had bride's girls and bride's by. So anyway, they went and got up to the altar and out of the crowd in the church, and the minister said, yep, when they got married and married them. So he pronounced that they were married and all that. So this two stepped away from in front of the minister, we'll say. And the bride's girl and the bride's boy end up stepped up in front of the minister. So he started marrying them. So everybody was in, oh, why, you know, how yeah. come? So anyway, I don't know if they had any bands published or not, but the two of them got married. And when the church was over and stuff like that, the two that got married, the man didn't like it very well because he said, now that was our wedding and how come they get, you know, stood up and got married too? So he went home, going up over the east, it was froze up from Brookside right up the boat tower, right up there. So he decided to go home. He taking off up over the east and the bride behind and saying, come back, come back. But anyway, I think they come back anyway and enjoyed their feast because they, you know, they had the tea and the cakes and all that. But the other two that stepped up and got married, nobody didn't know they was getting married at all. But they served the tables on, because that's what the bride's girls and bride's boys done. Yeah. So I don't know what kind of a social they had. But anyway, after it was all over and done with, the people were saying, now how come that they got married as quick as that? You know, there must be something going on. So, I don't, somebody said, I don't know if it's right or not. The feller that, he come to the Brookside teaching, a teacher, see? So this girl was going with another man when the teacher gone. But the teacher was staying anyway with Mrs. Smith, I'll say. She always used to take teacher. And that was the girl's mother. So, the moral of the story is that people think that somebody, they had to get married like that because there was another fella interested in the girl. And he said, if she ever goes to get married to this fella that she was, you know, this teacher, then I'm going to stop the wedding. So that's how it come. They got married without any good
announcement.
So they couldn't stop it then once they was married. And that was it, see? Yeah.
No publishing of the bands.
No publishing of the bands, I wouldn't say, unless that was done in secret too.